A Russian orchestra playing with cellist Yo-Yo Ma, the third installment of Wagner's Ring Cycle, and works by Bach, Berg, and Brahms. That's just some of the classical music New York audiences can choose from this fall. Joining us now to talk about the season's highlights is NPR Music's Anastasia Sulkis. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Carrie. Good to talk to you.
Anastasia, it's a busy time of year. The New York Philharmonic and New York City Ballet opened their seasons this week. The Metropolitan Opera and Carnegie Hall open soon. Tell us some of what you think stands out this season.
Well, I think some of the greatest performances are going to be happening with opera this year. Anna Netrebko, who at this point is one of the most famous singers in the world, is going to be at the Metropolitan Opera singing Donizetti's Mad Queen, Anna Bolena, in just a week or so. And then she's going to be doing something of a double whammy this season. She's going to be returning to Carnegie Hall, actually her first time at Carnegie Hall, giving a recital, and she'll be singing Tchaikovsky and Rimsky-Korsakov.
Do you see any trends or themes in this year's lineup of classical performances?
Well, I think one of the big things this year is it's all about the birthdays. Classical music is very big on anniversaries, and this year's no exception. If you like Tchaikovsky, I just said Anna Netrebko, well, there's plenty on offer because the Mariinsky Orchestra is doing a whole residency at Carnegie Hall and doing Tchaikovsky, Tchaikovsky, Tchaikovsky. And that starts at the beginning of October. And then similarly, Philip Glass's 75th birthday, if you can believe it, is on the way in November. And there's a whole bunch of shows around town around that. And one of the most notable is at the New York Philharmonic. They're going to be screening his film, Koyaanisqatsi, and the orchestra is going to be playing the score live.
Ooh, that sounds fantastic. You say there's a great show at the Brooklyn Academy of Music right now. Tell us about the Kronos Quartet's Awakening. What can listeners expect to hear?
Well, probably not what they're expecting, let's put it that way, and that's always true for the Kronos Quartet. They're so inventive, and they're so great at presenting music from voices from all over the world. So you get such an assortment from Iraqi pop songs to classical, much more classically inspired music. But I have to say that I think I experienced a first at Awakenings last night, which is to watch the cellist don safety goggles, which he did for one of the pieces they'd selected that was very percussive. And, in fact, he was charged with picking up, I think it was a drill, it might have been a small saw, not sure, and striking on metal, and sparks were flying all over the stage. And I think that was, for me personally, a first to see someone using something you'd find at Home Depot.
Of course, there's more than just traditional classical music and opera to listen to this fall. What are some of the more off-the-beaten-path shows that music lovers should keep on their radar?
Well, I'm really going to be excited about seeing Balete Sissoko, who plays the Malian instrument, the stringed instrument called the kora, along with a French cellist named Vincent Segal at CUNY next week at their Elabash Hall in Midtown. They do an amazing, beautiful, intimate project called Chamber Music, and just the two of them, very acoustic, very subtle, and very beautiful. And again, that's one of those pairings that is really not what you expect to hear, but it just works beautifully. And the other thing I'd mention is the White Light Festival that kicks off at Lincoln Center in October and runs through almost all of November. There's all sorts of crazy and interesting programming going on there. There's a performance of Bach, music from his Passion, the St. Matthew Passion, played by a jazz quartet on the same program with Sufi whirling dervishes. I think it's going to be quite something.
And finally, how do this year's offerings compare with last season's?
Well, I think that it's more of a continuation of a story. It's a very rough ride out there for a lot of people inside of the arts and outside of the arts, of course. But the economic uncertainties, foreign artists don't always get the visas they expected, and presenters don't know if they can always fill their seats, given people's purses these days. So people are, I think, stepping up to the plate and presenting really innovative and interesting program despite huge amounts of challenges.
Thanks a lot, Anastasia.
My pleasure, Carrie. Thanks so much.
Anastasia Sulkis writes for NPR Music. To see other picks for the fall season, go to WQXR.org. I'm Carrie Nolan, and that's The Arts File on Classical 105.9 FM WQXR.